Texte numéro 42. I took my kids offline. It's weird when you have to text your kids to come to the dinner table. At the end of 2008, a mother was anxious about the amount of time her three teenagers spent transfixed by technology. Over a period of months, this single mother realized that something was not right. Her concern was that they had ceased to function as a family. They were just a collection of individuals who were very connected outwards to friends, business, school, and sources of entertainment and information. But they simply weren't connecting with one another in real space and time in any sort of authentic way. She decided to take action. She initiated what she describes as an experiment in living and banned all technology at home for 6 months. Her family was to discover life without computers, the internet, games consoles, TV or mobile phones. They were to be abruptly weaned off. Expecting rebellion, she offered her kids cash bribes to submit to her plan, but much to her surprise, her offspring were compliant. She had high expectations of her experiment. Many of these expectations were met. Once they realized that their mother was serious, her children adapted well to an offline world. During their half year of technological deprivation, the family did eat together more regularly. They talked more. They played board games. They went on outings to the cinema and restaurants. Her children confronted boredom, something that they were previously unfamiliar with because of their endless access to online entertainment. They found out that it made them resourceful. Indeed, their mother thinks boredom is fundamentally important in terms of creativity. She also believes that modern teenagers are often low-level stimulated when they're online. It's like running a low-grade fever or never really being hungry either. They snack so much that they're not ready for a proper meal. That lack of boundaries, it's not a good way to live. This mother's extreme action was not just personally motivated. With a PhD in media ecology, she had a secondary academic interest in how the family would react and was well aware of the cultural context. She felt that they hadn't chosen the life that they'd been living. It had crept up on them and was symptomatic of the times. Moreover, she says, her generation of parents is particularly wimpy and finds it hard to be seen as authority figures. We want to give our kids everything. She was also inspired by Henry Thoreau's Walden. She loved his message of living simply, authentically, and perhaps above all, living deliberately, making choices consciously about the way you're going to live your life. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2011.